record, do I?
No, no, absolutely not. This is a professional podcast. Well, hello there, Big Fatty. Oh, wait.
Hi.
You don't look like Big Fatty. I mean, you're kind of fat, but you don't look like Big Fatty. Is that the Grand Canyon I see in the background?
Do you know what the difference is between Big Fatty and the Grand Canyon?
No. What's that?
One of them's a tourist attraction. The other's the Grand Canyon. Play the music.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord. I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 4th of October, 2021, in the fill-in year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Vaturia Parton. I am your host that is unable to speak, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That is...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Still wrong. Even though I'm rusty, he's still wrong. V-A-D-E-R. And with me is not Big Fatty, because Big Fatty could not be bothered for like the third week in a row. So I have emailed the co-founder of Pride 48, the podcast legend.
Adam was too busy, or he said no. I'm not sure which.
Right. Well, Adam just said, I just got a one-word response, and it was Whataburger. So I was like, I'll just ask Daniel. So, yeah. Anyway.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Daniel Brewer. Thank you so much for filling in. And there's a lot of space to fill in for Big Fatty this week.
Filling very big shoes.
Yeah, I know. If only we had an echo sound effect. Yeah. So... For those of you don't know,
I didn't get the link to your Trello, I don't know if I have all the topics here laid out in front of me.
Oh, you definitely have all of the topics there laid out in front of you, because we are a professional audio podcast here, and mostly we're just going to natter, because here's the thing. A few weeks ago, I went on the cruise of a lifetime featuring me. Yep, and so I was not available to record, and then the next weekend, the fat one was with Dr. Stone and was too drunk to record, and so I chatted with him a bit today about a funeral that I went to that he was asked about, where's Big Fatty? And he was like, I just don't know. So y'all, he has just gotten into the hotel
could
of the
not
evening.
Be bothered. Could
and
not
he was like, I just I can't do it. I can't do it. And I was like, okay. I was like, that's fine. I've already asked Daniel Brewer. And he was
it's because of the echo. He couldn't do it because the Grand Canyon's very echoey.
right.
It would have taken Big Fatty's already echoey sound engine, just magnified that times 1,000. That would have been.
Well, here's the thing. Please.
No.
You're the guest.
This is the thing. I listen to the Little Fatty Cast. I've been listening to the Little Fatty Cast forever.
Okay.
And I for the most part, love the show.
Okay.
I have one piece of criticism, if I may.
Okay. Please.
Okay.
You may.
There's a television show on that HBO. Have you heard of it? It's called The Game of the Thrones.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
The Game of
Never watched it,
and
but yes.
It's got this intro. It's got this intro that goes on for like an hour and a half. Every episode is, and especially if you're binge watching it, you get that hour and a half intro every time. And God bless the human being that created the skip intro button, is what I'm trying to say.
Now, right.
I think I see where you're going. Cast, the Little Fatty Cast intro, it clocks in at around 72 minutes, I think.
It's an hour and 32 seconds, yes.
Yeah. Have you ever given any thought, you know, it's 2021, you know, have you given any thought to maybe trimming it down a little bit?
Well, so here's the thing. One, No. But two, I don't have the, I did not create that intro. It was created for us. So I don't have the original files. So I would have to recreate it. And I think we all know that that might happen one day, but we'll probably have already.
No, I do know. I did not know this until just this evening. Mm-hmm. Those are two. I always assumed it was one monolithic recording, but you actually fire the second song manually, right?
Oh, there, yeah.
There's the intro. And I never knew that. I just assumed that it was already pre-done and everything. So
No.
What is that song? What is the song that you launched into after the?
It is, the artist is called Chicken Poodle Soup. And the song is, I believe the name of that song was Something New. It was from way back when there was a PodSafe Music Network in 2005, 2006. Yeah, and so that's where it came from. They are no longer performing together. I believe they are the Fallout Boy. New Radicals of the podcast Osphere. Y'all, I haven't podcasted in weeks. I can't get it together.
That cruise, you're still a little off your equilibrium from the cruise.
Oh, it was lovely. Yeah, so...
Is the Vader family complex kind of just slowly tilting back and forth?
Right, y'all. I have been on a few cruises in my day, and I'm just going to tell you, the ship was magnificent. It was a celebrity cruise, nothing fancy, but...
Oh, celebrity cruise.
I know, it's really Royal Caribbean without children, but... So it was a celebrity cruise, nothing fancy, but y'all, I got on the ship, and they were cheering and clapping for me. And I was like, well, thank you. This is how I enter all rooms. Like, whatever. And I was like, that's kind of weird. And I mean, cause I was like, maybe they really are. This is like the return to cruising. They're so excited. So they're cheering and clapping. I mean, they are like in it. Like, and I was like, okay. So I walk into the atrium. Y'all, there ain't nobody there. I was the first one on the ship. Now, I didn't know I was the first one on the ship. I just rolled up at like 11:30 and I was like, hello, Vader here. Whatever. Put my stuff down in my stateroom, went immediately to the first bar that I knew I would enjoy. It wasn't even open yet. So,
You took your stuff to your stateroom, because like when we didn't carry our luggage. They sent it to us.
Just my backpack. So this cruise, all staterooms were ready because it had been in a two-week quarantine because they had just come in from St. Martin, so they had to quarantine for 2 weeks. So everything was ready, but regardless, with celebrity, you can drop your carry-on in your stateroom, even if the room's not ready. So went all the way forward, dropped my bag, to the bar. It wasn't open. Had a little lunch, went back to the bar, chatted for a while, went back to the atrium. There were three people there. What happened?
How many, once you got underway?
So what had happened was, this ship is one of Celebrity's M-class ships. It's one of their older ships. It's been refurbed completely. It's gorgeous. Holds 2,200 people.
Okay.
Which is their small, it's very much their smaller ships.
And
there were three,
20.
There were 326 guests on board.
Oh, wow. 300?
So we all knew each other within 24 hours. The bar staff all knew me within 24 minutes. And it was an absolute blast. I did an absolute lot of nothing. Just I pretended I was Vera. Y'all, I just lounged on the deck furniture and read a book.
That's like 15% capacity. That's crazy.
Yeah, they were absolutely losing money. So it was very relaxing. The food was incredible. The booze was great.
Well, I would imagine they only had 300 people.
Right.
We've got 2,000 lobsters. I don't know what to do.
Right. No, they knew how many people were coming, obviously. But it was their first cruise out of the U.S., and it was absolutely... it was about 50-50 single to married, which celebrity can be that way. It can be adult single-ish or whatever. So I had a blast. And once they realized that I was the oldest of the single people and I knew all the 80s trivia...
Yeah,
I was everyone's best friend. I have so many celebrity wallets, and
you were like the hot twink at the gay bar.
I was, and so we had a blast. It was a great time, but we didn't get to record a show because I didn't get in until that Monday evening.
You can't record on a Monday evening.
It was actually late, and so my flight was late, and then.
You know, the old people love a schedule. They love a schedule.
I mean, they do.
You can't switch it up on them. You cannot switch it up on them.
Fatty picked me up from the airport, so I couldn't ask him to do one more thing.
You could have taken that recorder with you and just had a nattering time in the jalopy.
I could have. Fatty was like, can't we podcast from the cruise? And I was like, it's not going to be fast enough. Y'all, the internet speed, which I didn't pay for the upgraded internet, just the free internet, but it was a half megabit per second down. So it was
blazing fast.
Yeah, not quite fast enough to podcast. So, but it's free. So what you going to complain about?
Now
so.
I've got it. Our internet is arriving tomorrow for our camper because we're going on our big 8-day or 8-night trip to Georgia coming up.
Oh, that's
and
right.
This is our test. We do a bunch of little test trips.
Right.
So we did a test trip just to make sure that we knew how to hook up and unhook the trailer and and get everything hooked up. Make sure like a shakedown trip,
if you will.
And then I did a tow down to South Florida just to do a distance thing, like how far am I comfortable towing it, whatever. And then we did a 1-night test trip to take our cat camping because we're teaching her to camp. So we did a 1-night at Hillsborough River State Park. And then today we just came back from a weekend at Sawmill where that was the cat's first weekend trip. So the cat was camped because she's going to go on an 8-night trip here coming up this week.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
My internet's coming tomorrow. We got a Verizon jetpack coming tomorrow with that.
You know, we like to have a little mobile internet option.
That's right.
What
I meant was, I'm sorry, I'm old. I forget things. I was trying to express, this is our test trip to see whether we can work while we camp. Because that way, that means next summer we could take like a 2-month vacation or something, or not 2 months, but like a 5-week or something. We could go quite a distance if we were able to work along the road. We don't have to take those days off work, right? We could just work from the campground.
So. Right. You could just travel on the weekends.
That's right.
Right. Or take a day off here and there and stay for a week. Yeah. My friends David and Eddie are doing that, and they're vlogging it on the YouTube. And they're
the full-time gays.
Yeah.
Gays. Yeah. I don't know them. I know you know that. I watch their channel, though.
Yeah. They're lovely. They're lovely people. I met them at Fort Wilderness many years ago with our friends Brian and Brandon in the Hatlanta. We were all camping there. David fell out of the camper and broke his foot. And so we medicated him and pushed him around the rest of the weekend, the rest of the week. And then he had to have major ankle reconstruction surgery. But he'd already crashed an airplane and survived, so we figured he'd be okay. And he was. Got to know them and camped with them several times. And
status on your camping? Because you don't have the
no, I don't have anything right now. If my house keeps falling apart, there isn't going to be anything. So, y'all, the water. I was doing a lot of laundry Saturday morning. This past Saturday morning, and I went to the kitchen to get a glass of water. This is like 9:30 in the morning. I go to the kitchen to get a glass of water, and there's no water. And so I was like, what? Did I pay the bill? And then, which I did.
I love that was the first thing you thought of, though.
Well, it's been a very busy month.
I would have been like, what the fuck? Why is there no water? What's broken? And you immediately go, oh, wait, did I pay the bill?
Right. It's been a busy month, and the water bill can't auto pay. No matter what I try, it doesn't auto pay. Anyway, so I had paid the bill, obviously, I shouldn't say obviously, but I had. And so I went outside, and my neighbor was out there, and I was like, do you have water? And she's like, no. She's like, there's a water main break down the street. You can't get out of the neighborhood. And I was like, oh. So went back in and realized the washing machine was on, so I turned it off. Too late.
Dirty water in your washing machine?
Well, but also, no, the dirty water hadn't come through yet, but there was no water pressure. So the positive pressure had done whatever happens, and y'all, the washing machine started leaking out all over my laundry room. So I didn't know if the washing machine was broken or if it was positive pressure. I felt like it was just some thing with the drain pump or whatever.
Been possessed.
And so anyway, y'all had to go do laundry at Big Fatty's that night because I saw that
in a tweet.
Yes.
You had gone there and you were spying on his neighbors with his binoculars.
They are the Stepford Wives. It is crazy time. It is just crazy in that. And you've been to Fat Acres. It is cuckoo. They were all like pretending to be nice to each other, but like clearly were like watching, and like I could tell they were watching me when I was watering Fern Gully, and it was
they all do the same thing at the same time. It's actually not commonly known, but on that Big Fatty program, when he goes, hi, hi. That's actually not a recording. Those are his neighbors just doing that in succession. They all talk like that, just right after the
right. It does not surprise me. It's kind of like the light is that, you know, spend all their time together and their periods are at the same time.
That's right.
That's what happens when you live in Fat Acres. So they're all out Nippa walking. They're all just like... And I'm like, what is going on? I was trying to read. I had my iPad. I was reading a book, and I was like, I have to go inside now because I'm very uncomfortable.
Now, speaking of nipple walking.
Okay.
This is on my list.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm a professional podcaster. I always carry around a list of topics.
As you should.
For the podcast. I got myself a Fitbit.
Oh.
Because I got pissed off by this walking contest at work. And anyway, long story short, it got me into doing, I never had a Fitbit before. And there's like games that you can play on the Fitbit app with other people, like Kathy Bacon and I, and Laughing Buddha, and I think just this last time Ramble Redhead joined. We're doing this bingo, so we do a Fitbit bingo game, which is synced to your thing. And I was looking today because I know all you people with your Apple Watches, but what I saw today is you can get a Fitbit account for free and just link your Apple Watch to it, and then you could play bingo with Kathy Bacon and I.
I don't have an Apple Watch, but if I did, that sounds like it would be a great idea. But now Fatty, who doesn't know how to do that, should definitely do that.
If you have an Apple Watch, Archer,
you
should get a Fitbit account so you can play bingo with Kathy Bacon and myself.
Yeah. Now, do you wear a watch or just the Fitbit?
No, I don't wear a watch.
Okay. Well, neither do I. I haven't worn a watch in years.
This is the first time I've had. It's taken me a while to get used to this being on my wrist because, you know, it does my sleeping at night.
Right. Well, I tried the Apple Watch, didn't like it on my wrist, and I always use my phone. Well, Friday was a big doings at the coal mine, and I was in charge of a fairly large little project involving 600 of my closest friends in a very small room. Totally have COVID now, unrelated. Y'all, someone took my phone. Like, there was this great catastrophe that was happening over in another part of the coal mine, down in the mines. And so my admin was like freaking out. Yeah, basically. And so she had her phone up to one ear, and then she took my phone and had it up to her other ear. And she was doing all the things that these admins do that, you know, do all the magic or whatever. Y'all, I didn't know what time it was. I didn't know anything. And I was like,
into the phone. I said synergy.
Right. Basically. And I was like, someone give me my phone. And they were like, why? I was like, I think we're late. I think we're supposed to have started this hootenanny. And we were like really late. But I have never, like, it's just never occurred to me. And I just walked away when she took the phone because I was doing something else. And I didn't have any idea what time it was. It was a very disconcerting moment in my life. And I was like, maybe I should get a watch.
It is a great way to seamlessly promote superior portals.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of...
Synergistically leverage existing pandemic manufactured products. I'm sorry, I'm on the corporate BS generator page there.
I was trying
to imitate your boss, double phoning it.
This admin. Admin, not the boss.
Never worked. Whatever. Admin. Yes. I don't know how you're... I don't know the structure of a coal mine, Larry Vader.
Well, that's like, obvious, isn't it?
There's the coal miners... And then there's the coal. I get that part, but I don't know the support structure behind that gauge track that would be down on the ground for the carts to roll on. I don't even know if you call them carts. What do you call them? Do you call them carts?
We call them bins. Thank you.
Bins.
Speaking of down in the mines, y'all, a coal miner died. A friend of mine that's a coal miner. He's an old coal miner. Well, not old. He's your age, Daniel, actually. But
That's old.
Yeah, but he hasn't been at the coal mine in a while. But he was the first coal miner. Well, he was the first openly coal miner who started the Coal Mine Gay and Lesbian Alliance. And he died back in late November, early December. And it was pretty tragic how he died. But COVID. So, y'all, they had the memorial service on Sunday morning, the day before you hear this. And I went. And I'm just going to tell you, I thought I was on Jerry Springer. I went because it was the right thing to do, because I respected this
poor gay coal miner. Yes.
No, I respected him a lot. I've known him for 20 some odd years. Mm-hmm. His husband came in a kilt, and I knew that the kilts were probably going to be a part of this. And so I let it go. But then in comes the gaggle of young twinks that he mentored. And y'all, they all had to talk. And they all had to tell a story. And I looked down at my watch, and I'd been there for an hour and 20 minutes.
I thought you didn't wear a watch.
Well, my phone, rather. I was like, but I had to keep peeking inside my blazer because, like, I didn't want to hold it because I would have been rude, you know? So I kept, like, opening my blazer up when I stretched and, like, looking down in the pocket to see what time it was. And I was like, Jesus Christ. But then, y'all, there were people, there were some, he must have ridden motorcycles because there were motorcycle guys in there in leather vests with no shirts on underneath them. And then all of my ex-boyfriends. And so...
It's like going camping.
Yeah, yeah. It was absolutely, it was very similar. Very similar to being at a good campground. And then some of my coworkers and I were sitting in the back because we did not have t-shirts on or no shirts. So we were kind of ostracized to sit with the boring people. But but yeah, and then... afterwards,
I consider it just the VIP section. Oh, you're right, well, back in the VIP section.
Right. Well, there was a procession to the interment, and I was like, okay. And so, y'all, they processed out row by row. I was very confused. I've never been to a funeral where the guests leave row by row, and I was like, what in the hell? But since I was in the back of the church, I was the last one out, so I just walked to my car and went home. So because it got too weird.
Don't you hate that stuff when you're in a church or some situation like that where it's not your thing? And
right.
There's some people act like you're supposed to know when to stand and to kneel and to sit and to, you know, cross your legs or whatever. Right. I remember my nephew's wedding because he was marrying a preacher. So she was a preacher. And so it was in their church. And they did this thing with, like, midway through the ceremony, they did communion. And they came row by row, and they wanted you to go up and go up to the front. And I was part of the family, so I was in the first three rows, and the people came up and, like, stood. And I'm like, no, thank you.
Right. No, I'm good, thanks. No, thank you. I ate breakfast.
And no, thank you.
And, no room for the Holy Spirit.
People had to go past us, right? Mm-hmm. So they're like, you know, we're having to, like, kind of, this is when I was still married to Robert. So it was like, we're having to, you know, stand to let people get past us and then sit there. And up until our row, nobody had refused. But after they passed our row, like, then I noticed that there were other rows that people weren't good. So we were the groundbreakers. No, well, you will not baptize me or whatever you do.
Exactly. And I thought it was going to be the reverend, the chaplain of that chapel, who I know very, very well. Mm-hmm. Not biblically, but I wouldn't be opposed. And we hang out, we have marks together on Fridays sometimes. Y'all, it was this old man. I didn't know who he was. I was very perplexed, and I was like, I don't trust any of this. And then a state trooper stood up and sang, "Oh, Danny Boy." And then I was very perplexed because it was a Virginia state trooper, and I was like, I don't know what's going on here. But... my friend Nancy was playing the piano for that, and she looked mortified. So I was just like, okay, well, I need to get out of here. And I did.
What would a Larry Vader funeral look like?
I've already put it in writing. So in this case, I will say this, and I don't want to talk ill of the dead. His death was not planned. So, well, it was planned, but...
But that doesn't mean that he didn't have things written down that he wanted.
Right. Well, it was a very selfish death, and so it all just happened instantly. Yeah. And so,
it was the twink.
Yeah. But anyway, so I suspect a lot of grieving widow planned this because it had that written all over it. Here's the thing. First of all, I walked up and I admittedly was late. I mean, I was on time, but, like, in my world, that's late. And so the funeral director snapped at me, "Sign the book." And I was like, and I just looked at him like, I'm so sorry.
Big, big fatty.
I did. And then, because Big Fatty couldn't be there. This is a very close friend of Big Fatty's. And so, y'all, it didn't start on time. And so there are two things. One, nobody needs a book. There's nothing to sign because nobody's going to read it. Two, it will start on time with or without the mourning family. It will start on time. Three, my friend Mexican Vanilla is going to be at the door enforcing a dress code because there will be no t-shirts. And there will be no shirtlessness. And
you have to wear a shirt. Now, you have to wear. Are you firm on the shoes part? You know the look. No shirt, no shoes. I mean, no sneakers.
Oh. No, and it's like it's a respectful thing to do. I get that in this day and age, people don't care anymore. But like, I mean, I thought I was dressed very fun. Like, I had on just khakis and I had on a pink button down with a blue blazer that had little like white dots all over it, because I thought I thought that this friend, like, I was like, all right, let's have a little bit of fun with this. It's a celebration.
It's a bit of a crazy outfit. It's khakis.
Right. I was like,
get this. It's pink. It's a pink shirt. Oh, they're going
it's
to roll.
It's a funeral. I had the black suit in my hand, and I was like, no, he wouldn't want it to be sadsies. So, but yeah. Well, Daniel, we have nattered.
That pink shirt just brought the fun.
It did. We have nattered for far too long. We're almost out of time,
Well, then do your thing. Isn't there a game?
Well, there is, but we'll just go long. Okay, let's play a game. Maybe. Uh-oh. Oops.
I just wanted you to do that because Fatty rips on me all the time for not being ready.
This, that, or the other. It's the game where I read a question and give Big Fatty three answers. He has to tell us which one is true, unless they both are. Big Fatty, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Well, Big Fatty's not here, but Daniel's going to play. Daniel, as you may or may not be aware, you probably missed this. It is the Walt Disney World 50th Anniversarium Celebration.
I was completely unaware of that.
I know. And you know... Idea. I love the new fireworks, by the way, but we'll get to that on maybe another show.
Actually, I like both, but no, it's
yeah. Magic Kingdom especially. But for anyone who's ever been to the Walt Disney World Resort specifically, you know that there's an abbreviation used for things on the boards, on the internet. So I am going to tell you an abbreviation, and I want you to tell me what it's for. I had this very elaborate, but we're rushed.
Okay.
So,
okay.
ASMV.
ASMV.
Mm-hmm. So if you're reading about this on the Diz boards and they say ASMV, what would they mean?
ASM. I don't know. What is that one?
All-Star Movies. Okay.
Oh, All-Star Movie Resort. I don't stay.
I know. I'm you're far fancy. Too bougie. You stay in the Crystal Penthouse. Okay, let's do an easy one. DAK.
That's Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Correct. That is Disney's Animal Kingdom, the most recent part. Well, let's change it up a little bit. What about DLR?
That is the Disneyland Resort.
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay, one of my favorites, EWP.
EWP, is that the Epcot World Showplace?
No, it's the Electrical Water Pageant.
Oh, that horrible piece of shit.
I love it. Vera would like it too. Another one of my favorites, FOTLK.
FOTLK.
And this is an old one, so...
Friends of the Magic Kingdom?
Festival of the Lion King.
Oh, Festival of the Lion King.
I
lost my letters.
Time. Yes. Okay. One last one.
You know, they're doing Festival of the Lion King now, but they don't have the tumble monkeys.
Which is why I won't go.
I know. It's not worth it without the men in the tights.
Correct. Picking bugs out of my hair. Let's have another favorite. I'm just picking my favorites. HDD, or some people call it HDDR.
HDD.
Mm-hmm. Or HDDR.
HDDR.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we're out of music.
Something resort. I don't know what is HDD.
Oh, Daniel, you're not so good at this. It's the Hoop-De-Doo Review.
Oh, the Howdy-Doo Review?
Yes. Listen to that music. Okay. It's like it was waiting to start as soon as
the other ended. Disney quiz.
I know. But see, you aren't the internet Disney person that I am. So,
I'm here. I'm in the trenches, baby.
Right. So, I'm I'm an all-star on the Diz boards over here. So
the Diz. Hey, Larry, is Big Fatty going to be back next week?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Ooh. Well, Daniel, thank you so much. I really appreciate you filling in for the fat one this week.
I am always happy. Always happy.
You've never been on a Little Fatty Cast before, have you?
No, I've been on your other show, you know, the one that Adam Burns doesn't listen to.
Right,
but,
right.
Never in this
one. Very busy. Okay, well, I can't imagine doing this without you. I just wish we had some professional audio help, someone to really clean this up.
Someone to do the end of the show, like
sign us off.
A little stinger?
Yeah, something
like
that.
A network stinger?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I think that guy used to do a podcast.
No. Never heard of him.